This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Tonight we're going to be learning Yevonos, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis and Samach Beis Amud Aleph. And we're going to be dealing with two areas that intersect. The one area we're going to be dealing is we're going to explore the nature of familial relationships among animals, slaves, non-Jews and Jews. That's the one issue we'll talk about. And the other issue is whether it's possible to be yotzei a mitzvah that you did at a time that you weren't chayav to do the mitzvah. So, for example, if a non-Jew does a mitzvah and then he converts. So a non-Jew says Kriya Shema. And then later that day he converts. Does he have to say Kriya Shema again? And he says, I said it already this morning. And one would think, no, this morning he wasn't chayav, later on he's chayav, but we'll see. We'll see the boundaries of that. And I'm going to learn through quite a lot of Gemara, because there's just a lot of principles straight out of the Gemara. We don't even have to go that deeply, but we'll go deeply afterwards. Firstly, starting with the Mishnah at the bottom of Samach Aleph on the Beis. The Mishnah says, Lo yevatel odom mipiria verivya, Elohim kein yesh loiboy. A person is not allowed to desist from the mitzvah of having children, period of erivya, unless he has children. How many children does he have to have in order to be potter from the mitzvah? Beishamai says two boys, Beishamai says a boy and a girl. Shenema zocher in the cave of Beron, because that's how Hashem created the world, with a male and female. That's how the world generates itself. And therefore, until you have a boy and a girl, you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah of period of erivya. So let's do a bit of the Gemara on that. Ho yesh loy bonim. So what does that mean? What happens if you do have children? Mi period of erivya batil. So then you're allowed to desist from period of erivya. Now to say I'm not going to have any more children, if you've been mekayim the mitzvah. This piece of Gemara, by the way, is the foundation of what enables us to deal with issues around contraception, because the Catholics have a huge problem with contraception. They can't see any legitimate reason for a sexual relationship other than to procreate. And in that case, there's no contraception. And they don't have a Torah Shabbat pair. That's it. There's no flexibility. That's where their dogma comes from. And based on their view of the world, they're right. But this Gemara is what gives us the whole flexibility to deal with family planning and all of that. So how yesh lo bonim mi piri verivya batil? You're allowed to desist from piri verivya. So there's already the beginning. And again, as I've said in all these shiurim, just as Zibchan Velozhin said with Kabbalah, I'm saying even with Gemara learning, in this case, there are no halakhic conclusions from the shir. If the shir arouses a halakhic question for you, then go to your rav and ask the shayla. But all what the shir does is it explores the limits of halacha. It explores the parameters of halacha. But the purpose of the shir is not to make halakhic decisions. But here we see how yeshle bonim b'pei bottom. The Mishnah clearly implies, the Gemara deduces from it, that if you have children, you can have family planning. There are all sorts of issues around contraception. It's not just the question of period of erivia. There are a whole lot of other issues, halakhic issues that come in that have to be considered. But the idea of spacing children after one has after one's been mekayim period of erivia, and again, even before one's been mekayim period of erivia, if they're shaydas, you need to discuss them with Rabbanim. But be that as it may, certainly if one has children, there's a basis for it. But there's another issue. The Gemara throws in a whole new idea. The mitzvah of having children you can free yourself from, but not the mitzvah of having a wife. The Gemara introduces a new mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of isha. But that also teaches us that the purpose of having a wife is not solely to procreate. They're two different mitzvahs.
And if one has children, one's only potter from the mitzvah of having children. One cannot say, no, okay, I've got children, so I don't need to be married.
Messiah led Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, this supports Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel d'Omar. Afa pi shiyesh loy la'odom kama bonim. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel expresses this not as a mitzvah of isha, but of an isur to be without an isha. Even though a person has many children, also lamrid b'loy isha. He's not allowed to live without a woman. Shenema, what's the source of this? Lotzov heyes ha'odom levado. Hashem tells us right at the beginning of the Chumash, it's not a good idea. Lotzov, it's not good for a man to be alone. Ve'ikidami ha'yesh lebonim batu mipir yaviriva u'batu nami misha. And there's another view that says, no, if you don't have to have children, you don't need a wife. Name a tervit he used to do Rav Nachman Bar Shmuel. That would seem to go against Rav Nachman Bar Shmuel, who told us, Rav Nachman Bar Shmuel, who told us that there's a din and isur to be without a woman. Answers the Gemara, it's no contradiction. Ein lo bonim lo yisei isho bas bonim. If a man doesn't have children, he should strive to marry a woman of childbearing age. Yesh lo bonim, if he has children, lo yisei isho delav bas bonim. He can marry a woman who's not of childbearing age. Because there's a separate din to be with a woman that has nothing to do with having children. And that's why we can deal with those issues around. So what do the Catholics say, Lahavdil? That a priest should not marry. Because the only reason to marry is a concession to have children. Well, the ordinary people can do that. The priest is married to God. Mm-hmm. And so that whole thing stops with Yoshka and so on. He was married to God. And so that's the right thing to do. Your mind should not be taken up by anything but that. We say no. It's an issue. It's not allowed. And then the Gemara goes on to enough minute. What difference does it make in whether you can sell a Sefer Torah and so on? Then the Gemara goes through a long, interesting process of where Beis Hillel learns it from and where Beis Shammai learns it from. Do we learn it from the Bria that Hashem created Adam and Eve as two, or was that just because there were only two people, so you had to create a male and female? But now that there's a whole population, if you have two boys, the two boys will marry two girls and they'll have children. So it's okay just to have two boys. You don't need to have a boy and a girl. So do we look at a kind of a statistic average across the whole society, or do we look at each family on its own? This is Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, different views as to where they learn it from. Very fascinating Gemara, but unfortunately we don't have time to go into it. So we're going to go a little bit further down on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara deals with a very fascinating question. Itzma, the last thin line on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Itzma, Hayu lo bonim behiyosa oved kechov. A man had children while he was a goy. V'nisgayer, and he became a Jew. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. So what do you think, before we even go further, what is the question? What are we looking at? What do you think the Gemara is dealing with in this question? Understand, has he been Mekayim Peri Veriga? That's going to be the question. That's the halakhic question. But what's the conceptual question? Yeah, that's all the halakhic stuff. But what's the conceptual stuff? What's deeper down? What is the Gemara dealing with? What's the issue? The relationship between the son and the father after the conversion. The relationship son and father after the convert is part of it. That's also halakhic. What's the issue? That's also halakhic. That's also halachic. What do you think the Gemara? You always assume the Gemara is only talking about halacha. The Gemara is talking about the world. It's talking about Matzias. This is our prism. This is the window. The Torah is the window through which you look at the world. So what aspect of the world do you think the Gemara is really looking at over here?
Do the boys have the same family relationship?
What is the nature of the family relationship of the goy? And perhaps more than that, is Piri Varivya about having, about biological children or spiritual children? Because goyim have biological children. So if Piri Varivya is just about having children, goyim have children, and they're doing good things by having children. By the way, why do you think Piri Varivya is a mitzvah in highly populated places? Why is it such a mitzvah to populate the world when there's overpopulation? Is it a mitzvah for Chinese parents to have children? Does Hashem want them to? The mitzvah, they're not chayav piyah berivya, but does Hashem want them to have more children? Young couple get married in China, they come and ask the Rav of Shaila. I want to become a Jew, I'm not asking halacha for a Jew, Chinese person, I'm staying a Chinese person, I want to know God's will. Does God want us to have a big family? What's the answer?
Yes, for Hashem's glory. It brings for Hashem's glory, it brings for Hashem's everything that he, all the Christ is Hashem's glory. So of course, the more you've got, the more glory.
Yeah, what glory is it if these children are going to starve, they're going to say? What kind of glory for Hashem is that?
If the children will be contribute to the world, then there is a glory.
So where do you see that from? Where do you get that from? From me. Where do you get that from, Moshe? So the kifshua, but just the words peri uriva. What does pru uruvu mean? Pru uruvu means be fruitful, productive. Be productive. That's what pru uruvu means. Part of being productive is to produce people who are productive. The only people who can produce are people. The only beings that can produce are people. Trees and things can produce fruit, but to really produce, a human being can add value. A human being using intellect and labor can add more value than he consumes. That's what a human being can do. Only human beings can do that. Animals can't add more value than they consume, unless they're being used by human beings, managed by human beings. A human being can add more value, and every human being has the capacity to add more value than he can consume. If he's adding, well, that's what Piri Varivya means. Be productive. It's not just fruitful and multiply. That doesn't mean. That's what the English translation is, fruitful and multiply. It's not about multiplication. It's not about breeding. Pru Ravu is not a mitzvah to breed. Pru Ravu is a mitzvah to be productive. And you're right, Mikifshua, and through your productivity to master the world. If you're creating productive people, how can there be overpopulation? How can you have too many productive people? That's what I always say to companies that want to downsize. If you downsize, you're saying your people are not productive. Because if they're productive, if they're producing more than they're costing, why would you get rid of them? They're a good investment. So I say, yeah, you're right. They're not producing more than they're consuming. And then I say, oh, and whose fault is that? How are they being managed? If a person is not producing more than they consume, you want to downsize. Downsize the managers. Get new management. People can produce. Give people the opportunity, give people the space, give people the education. They will produce more than they consume. That's pru ravu. That applies to Jew and goy. That's a universal principle. And it is for the Jew, it's a mitzvah. For the goy, it's not a mitzvah, but it's still a good thing to be doing and something he needs to be doing. So what is it? When he was a goy, he had non-Jewish children, and what is the status? Rabbi Yochanan Aki and Piri Yavarivya. He's Mekayim Piri Yavarivya, says Rabbi Yochanan. He did what he was supposed to do. He's multiplied, he's created contributive people. Resh Lakish Shomalui Ki and Piri Yavarivya. Resh Lakish says he hasn't. Rabbi Yochanan Aki and Piri Yavarivya, why? Deho Havule, because he has children. Resh Lakish Shomalui Ki and Piri Yavarivya. Geish Nizgayar Kekotam Shemoyla Dami. A child who is born is like a cotton shino. A geir who converts is like a newly born person. So when a person becomes Jewish, it's not a continuation of his previous life. His previous life terminates and a new life starts. That's what it is it becomes a new kind of a species, it's a new life. Like the Christians say, Lahavdil, a newborn, what do they call them? A reborn. A geir is a reborn Jew. It's a new birth, there's a rebirth, and now that starts a new life. So how can you give him credit for the children he had when he was in another life? The goy, so-and-so, the goy was Mekayim Mitzvah Peru Ravu, but so-and-so, the Jew, was not. And it so happens they're in the same body, but they're two human beings with two different personalities, two different personas. And they are consistent in their views because they expressed another similar view on a similar topic. He had children when he was a goy, when he was a non-Jew, and he converted. Rabbi Yochanan says, if he then has a son, that son is not a bechor. So Mr. Smith has five children, two of them boys. He then converts, becomes Yankel Smith, and then he has another boy, Chaimke. Chaim's not a bechor, says Rabbi Yochanan, because he's got children already. And Resh Lakish says he does Chaimke is a bechor, because the other children don't count. It's a new person, starts afresh, and he's got a bechor for Nachal. Because Gershon is Gai, Kotan Shanoi Ladami. So the two of them are consistent. Now comes a very important little piece of Gemara. And you need to try and stay with it. And those of you who don't stay with it, don't worry, we'll pick you up again. And you just take a little break and we'll pick you up again. But try and stay with it. The Gemara says, Tzricha, why do we need to be told both laws? Can we not deduce the one from the other? So what are the two laws? Do the children pre-Gerus children count for Piri of Erivia? That's number one. Do the pre-Gerus children count for Nachala, for inheritance? That's number two. Why do we need to be told them both? We know that Rabbi Yochanan says the pre-Gerus children don't count for Piri of Erivia. They don't count for Nachala either, and the next child that's born is a Bechor. Surely I know that. Says the Gemara, no. Well, yeah, it's all the dinim of Nachla, including Bechor. The dinim of Nachla, including Bechor. Nachla, the dinim of Nachla is not only Bechor. No, the dinim of Nachla is Bechor. The dinim of Nachla isn't that a boy inherits and a girl doesn't. The dinim of Nachla is who inherits from who, and what happens if the children aren't alive anymore, and how does it go back, and all the dinim of Nachla. D'i ashmi'inan b'hoi kamaisa, because if we were only told the law of Pruruvu, the reason for Rabbi Yochanan saying that the mitzvah of Piri of Erivia works is because they did Piri of Erivia originally. So when Mr. Smith had his children, did he do Piri of Erivia? He did. So now that he converts, are you going to undo that and say you didn't do it? I understand you're a different human being, but the fact is you've still got children and the children have still got a father, so you've built a family. That's Piri of Erivia. Avalinya Nachla Dilavne Nachlinu Emma Modilele Resh Lakish, but maybe as far as Nachla is concerned, since they didn't have the dinim of Nachla beforehand, they don't have it now either. The it marriage for the other way, and what about the other way around? So let's tell us the laws of Nachla. Behokoma Resh Lakish. I might say Resh Lakish is Nachalo, and the laws of inheritance, what was does not apply, does not help us at all now, and the new child is not a Bechor. But maybe for Piri of Erivia, since he did have children before, and he did do Piri of Erivia, maybe he would agree with Rabbi Yochanan that he doesn't have to have children again. Therefore we need them both. That's a piece of Gemara, and you'll see why this piece of Gemara is so important. And notice a difference. Okay, we'll talk about the difference later on. Look at the Tosfos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ki in Piri of Erivia. So Tosfos asks the obvious kasha. What's the obvious question? The goy who converts, I think one of you actually raised it already, the goy who converts, having had children before he converted, Rabbi Yochanan says he's done Piri of Erivia. What's Tosfos' question? Of him term, I asked Tosfos, Afar Gav, Dilin Kama Dvorim Amrinam Geshen is Gaika Kotan Shanoi Ladami. We say that a person converts is a new human being. So how can he have credit for the children he had? Mikol Mokom, Mistavro Leil, Rabbi Yochanan. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan is of the view, Hacha here, Kivan de Benochri Yusoi Kien, since in his non Jewish status he fulfilled Piri of Erivia, Dezaroi Meyuchos Acharov, because his children carry his name. They were a family, they lived as a family, he supported them as a family, and they have his name, he's known as their father, they're known as his children, and therefore he was Mekayim Piri of Erivia, Bois Ashor, Mifter Namikish Nisgayer, he is Potter when he was Nisgayer. So what is Tosfos saying? What does Rabbi Yochanan mean when Rabbi Yochanan says Ki and Piri of Erivia? What does he mean? Has he been Mekayim, the mitzvah of Piri of Erivia?
Yes.
If you look carefully in Tosfos, no.
Not you.
Sorry?
Not
He has no chiv. He's potur. Says Tosfos. A big chiddush in Tosfos. Mifter. It doesn't say ki imperia veriver. Although Rabbi Yochanan says ki imperia veriver, Rabbi Yochanan's talking about before. He was Makai imperia veriver as a goy, so as a Jew he's not chayev. Why is he not chayev? What would we say? Why would he not be chayev? The answer to this question is going to be very important as we go further. What's the reason? Why would you not be chayev? You had children when you were a goy. It was another life. Now you're a Jew. You don't have any Jewish children. And this doesn't even apply necessarily to the Jew, that the children converted. Just he converted.
The family relationship still holds.
Yeah, so why are you, but why are you potter from the mitzvah of Piri Berivia?
Because there's an objective issue. I think it's...
Latoy v'ro l'sheves yitzora. So he was mekayim sheves. We're going to come onto that. But that's not the mitzvah of Piri Averivia. Did this man? Has this Jewish man been mekayim the mitzvah of Piri Averivia? According to Tosfos, I argue, no, he is not. According to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Tosfos, he's potter. Like a woman, he's also potter. Says a woman been mekayim it? No, the woman has not been mekayim it. She doesn't have to be mekayim it. So a goy who is misgayer and had children before he converted is potter from Piri Averivia. Why would he be potter from Piri Averivia? But one thing we see, the halacha is, according to this Tosfos, that the mitzvah of Piri Averivia applies to Jewish males who have no children. That's who's chayav the mitzvah of Piri Averivia. There's some mitzvahs that are only a kohen is chayav. There's some mitzvahs that only a woman is chayev. Some mitzvahs only a man is chayev. This mitzvah, who's chayev? A Jewish male who has no children. That's who's chayev. If he has children, he's not chayev Piri Berivia. That's how Tosfos learns Rabbi Yochanan. Not that he's mekayim the mitzvah. And if you look in the words of Rabbi Yochanan, what does he say? Rabbi Yochanan, Omer kiyem Piri Berivia. He doesn't say mitzvahs Piri Berivia. He says Piri Berivia. Now let's look at the Rambam. Yet that's interesting. Although it was given to Adam, it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So Goy is not Chai with a Mitzvah Piri Berivia, but there is. But God gave them a bracha. Said, "This is my intention. I want you to live. So I want you to populate the world. Like I want you to breathe and I want you to eat. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach that every time you breathe you're being Mekayim a Mitzvah, or every time one of. But that's God's will that you'll live and you'll breathe and you'll eat and you'll procreate. That you'll do the natural functions of human life is what you'll do. Is what Hashem wanted them to do." Says the Rambam in Halacha Vav, Hayu lo bonim begeyusoi. If he had children when he was a goy, when he was a non-Jew, v'nisgayer, and he became converted, hu v'heim, he and them, the Rambam adds, where on earth he gets that from, we don't yet know, hareze kiem mitzvah zu. What does the Rambam say? I don't agree with you, Tosfos. I don't agree that he's only his potter from the mitzvah. I say, is Mekayim the mitzvah, says the Rambam. Even if a goy, even if the children were had before, when he was a goy, be Mekayim the mitzvah. Provided they also convert. So the question is, firstly, where does he get it from that they have to convert? He's talking about the whole family converting. It doesn't say anything about that. It talks about him converting. And secondly, who says that even if they convert, why does that help? Now they're all like children without, they're all considered like a shenildu. They're all like newly born people. So there's no familial relationship. Well, firstly, we see from the Rambam that there is a familial relationship, which is very interesting, of some sort. When it comes to Avelus, if a whole family converts, do the children have to say Kaddish if the father dies? They don't. Other than if they treat their father as a Rebbe and the other reason. But in terms of Dinim Avelus, the Rambam Paskins, they don't. In terms of Nachala, do they have the normal laws? Do they inherit the father? Not with normal laws of Nachala. So there are some areas in which there is no familial connection, but there is an acknowledgement of some familial connection in Halacha. It's wrong to say that a family of Goyim converts, they're not related anymore. Absolutely they're related. Their father and children. Mother and children, one family unit, and they, as we see over here even, the father's been the kind of spiritual with his children. They're an absolute family unit. For certain things that require spiritual connection, that there isn't for self. It comes to Nachla, it comes to Avedus, there are other things, there isn't a connection. So there's a gene missing in the spiritual connection. But there are a whole lot of genes that aren't missing in the connection. It's not a black and white situation that the family is not a family. The family is a family. The question we've got to look at is, and this gets a little bit complicated, but it's so delicious that I'm going to share it with you. Those who get it will get it. Those who don't can listen on the tape a few times over and then you'll get it. The Vilna Gaon analyzes the Rambam source in a brilliant idea that results in an interpretation in Reish Lakish that is outrageous. What it results in is in Reish Lakish that if the father converts and the children don't, he is Mekayim Piri Yaviv. If the children convert, he isn't. Isn't that outrageous? So counterintuitive. But the Vilna Gaon proves it. That that's the view of Reish Lakish according to the Rambam. And here's how he proves it. He says there's a difficulty in that, we call it tzrichusa, where the Gemara says you need both of them. You can't just tell us the laws of Piri Yaviv and not the laws of Nachla, and can't tell us the laws of Nachla and not the laws of Piri Yaviv. We need them both. In that little piece, one of the statements made was that according to Reish Lakish, there is no nachal, the goy does not have nachal. Do you remember that? Utsricha. We need them both, said the Gemara in the fifth thick line. The sixth thick line. The e Ashmin and Bahoi Kamaisa, if we were told the first one, Bahoi Kama Rabbi Yechim, we should be Koranai Piri, you need it. Because he was always fulfilled Piri Piri, we're not going to take it away from him. Avalin, the Nachala de Lav B'nei Nachala Ninu. They are not B'nei Nachala. Until when he could, those children, the Goyim, are not B'nei Nachala. So after the conversion, they don't suddenly become B'nei Nachala. Piri Piri, they had before, they retain it. But Nachla they never had, so they don't get it afterwards. Asks the Vilna Gaon, but they do have Nachla. Goyim inherit one another. I think that's what you were touching on when you were questioning. Goyim can inherit from one another. Children, according to the Torah, a child inherits a parent. Even a Goy. So Rashi and Tosfos ask that. And they say, yes, but it's talking about the laws of Bechor, and it's talking about the fact that a daughter doesn't inherit. It's the specifics of Torah Nachala that don't apply to a Goyim, although the principle does. It says the Vilna Gaon, that's very nice, but it's not really what the Gemara says. What the Gemara says is they don't have laws of Nachala. So is there a situation in which they taka don't have laws of Nachala? Says the Vilna Gaon, yes. If the father converts and they don't, a Goy can't inherit from a Goy. A ger has nobody inherits from a ger. So if a man has children, and he, the father, converts, then the din is that the children don't inherit. So that's what it must be talking about. Reish Lakish must be talking, when Reish Lakish says, let's go back to Reish Lakish on the first thick line, Reish Lakish omar lo ki empiri verivya. The case must be, he converted and they didn't. That's what it must be talking about. If he converted and they didn't, lo kirim piri veriva. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan would then say, if he converted and they didn't, let's just reason again. The Tzrichus has said, they don't have Nachla, and I might have thought, therefore, although they don't have Nachla, they do have piri veriva. So comes Reish Lakish to tell me, no, there's no Piri Yaviriviya in such a case. What is the case? No, it doesn't work out altogether correctly. Let me run it through inside the Vilna Gaon, so that I don't give it to you incorrectly. So he explains, what does Reish Lakish mean? V'tzelem ha-bonim shenisgayru ve'enam bonim shaloi. If the children convert, then there is no pruruvu. Avul mishum geirusoi atzmoi loy. But if he alone converts, he still has pruruvu, because he had pruruvu when he was a goy. So, man has children, non-Jewish, pruruvu is that. He converts, pruruvu is retained. Va'af resh lokish moide. So resh lokish agrees with Tosfos. If you've done pruruvu as a goy, you keep it afterwards, you don't have to do it again later on. Elo de palig mishum geirus habonim, the havak ilu meso habonim. But what happens if the children convert? If the children convert, it's as if the old children have died and new children have been reborn. Ba'ze ko'omar utzvicha. Before the children convert, if the father is converted, then there is no nachal, there is no inheritance. And because ein yorish is hager. So what is how is Reish Lakish learning? In the case where the children convert, do not convert, but the father converts, says Reish Lakish, in such a case there is no nachala, and there is no, but there is pruruvu. However, if the children convert, there is no pruruvu. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds, there is no pruruvu. If the children do not convert, there is pruruvu, because the children are still his children. He had children when he was a goy. He still got those children. There's pruruvu. Once the children convert, they're reborn. They don't have a parent, so to say. Until the children are converted, who is their father? Why? Well, they haven't lost a father. They're normal children. They haven't been affected. So if you ask those children, who's your father? There's my father. He's Jewish. Now he's Jewish, but he's my father. Once they convert, they don't have relations either. Until they convert, they do have relations. That's what's important to understand in Reish Lakish. You lose your relatives when you die or convert. When you convert, you lose your relatives. If the children haven't converted, they haven't lost their relatives. If their children haven't lost their relatives, they haven't lost their father. If they haven't lost their father's done pruruvu. But the moment the children convert, they've lost their relatives. Children no longer have a father, in this sense. If they no longer have a father, the father hasn't been mekayim pruruvu. That's how the Vilna Gaon comes out with Reish Lakish. That being the case, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Reish Lakish says, you're only mekayim pruruvu if the children don't convert. And what does Rabbi Yochanan hold, who disagrees? Even if the children do convert, you still are mekayim pruruvu for Tosfos' reason. That's why the Rambam says, hu v'heim. Not like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says you become pruruvu if he converts and they don't. Says the Rambam, no, hu v'heim. Like these mekayim pruruvu, if everybody converts. That's what he says is the source for the Rambam. I want to look at one last little piece of this, and then we'll have quite a complete picture of it. Bitzurei Evan asks a wonderful question, which I think you've also been troubled by in this whole thing. He says the following: what is the din? It's a Gemara. If a person goes insane, temporarily insane, on Pesach night, and he has matzah while he's in temporary insanity, and then they give him some tranquilizers and he comes around and now he's fine. And he says, what's been going on? What's happened? They're singing Chag Gadyo. He says, what about the Seder? They say, you missed it. He says, what about matzah? They say, you ate. He says, do I have to eat again? What's the din? A shoyte is potter. While he was insane, he was potter. He wasn't chayv of the mitzvah. So what's the din? He has to eat again. Kefor shade, if he ate under duress, meaning his own mental duress, then he has to eat again. That's the din. So says the Turei Evan, from there you see that if you perform a mitzvah at a time when you're not chayev the mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah again. How is it possible that a man can have children as a goy and have been mekayim the mitzvah of pruruvu? Mishnah, that's all very well according to Tosfos, because we noted that Tosfos says he hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah and he doesn't have to be mekayim the mitzvah. So Tosfos avoids the Turei Evan's kasha. But the Rambam doesn't. The Rambam says it is a mitzvah. It's true, the children have to convert as well, but what does it help the children converting? The fact is, when he had the children, he was a god. That's the Tura Evans Kasha. And there are two different answers, there are several answers they're given. The Tura Evans gives one answer, and the Minchas Chibuch gives one answer. The Tura Evans answer is, somebody touched on it, I think, earlier this evening, is the mitzvah of, and we learned it in a sense out of the Tosfos, the mitzvah of Pru Levu is underpinned by Sheves, by the mitzvah of populating the world, that by the idea of populating the world. That's really what it's all about. And therefore, since he populated the world as a goy, he doesn't have to do anything further. So we would say then, what really the way that Tzuri Evan is answering is with Tosfos. That, and it makes it a little difficult because he doesn't really cover it according to the Rambam, because he's really saying, what the Tzuri Evan is really saying is he has been mekayim the mitzvah of Shevet, he was mekayim the principle, but he hasn't really been. The best we could say according to the Tzuri Evan is he's had children, therefore he's potter from the mitzvah of Pru Revu, like we learned in Tosfos. But that doesn't really satisfy for the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch answers the question of the Tzuri Evan differently, and that does satisfy the Rambam, but it's with a wild innovation. He says the mitzvah is not to have children. That's not the mitzvah. To have children is called the hechshir mitzvah. So when a man and a woman have a relationship from which a child is conceived, that's not a mitzvah, says the Minchas Chinuch. That's a hechshir mitzvah. A hechshir mitzvah is like shechting a korban pesach. That's the mitzvah is not to shecht it, the mitzvah is to eat it. But you can't eat it unless it was shechted. So shechting is called a korban, is called a hechshir mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be with children. You know, it might be linked almost to the mitzvah we saw, the issue of being without a woman, of being without a wife. It's not, doesn't help really. It's not just the act of marriage. It's living that way, living with a wife. So there seems to be a sense of living with children, having children as part of life. That's the mitzvah, says the Minchas Chinuch. And it's a mitzvah that applies every second. So like every second, there's this kind of yitzhik. Do you have a child? Yes, mitzvah. Do you have a child? Yes, mitzvah. Have a child? Yes, mitzvah. Every second of the day, you're being fulfilling a mitzvah if you have a child. But the birth of the child is just a hechshir mitzvah. And the Mitzvah proves that for hechshir mitzvah, you don't have to be chayav. At the time of the hechshir mitzvah, you don't have to be chayav of the mitzvah. If you prepared for the mitzvah at a time that you were not chayav, but you did the mitzvah at a time you were chayav, that's all in order. So it's true that this man had his children when he was a goy, but that was only hechshir mitzvah. Now that he's a Jew, the question is, do you have children? Yes, mitzvah. For that, do the children have to be Jewish? Well, possibly yes, that's the Rambam. Doesn't if you say it was about having had children to populate the world, then you had non-Jewish children, they're contributive, they're good people doing good things. You've done Sheva, so you don't have the mitzvah. That's how Tosfos would learn. But the Rambam must be learning like the Minchas Chinuch. The Rambam must be saying, no, the mitzvah is to have children every moment of the day. And that's why if children die, then one hasn't been becoming the mitzvah. You've got to have children again. Doesn't mean you didn't do what you needed to do, but right now you don't have children. Is the situation. Why? Because every moment it's a matter of being in a situation that you have children. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch is really the only way to understand the Rambam. When the Rambam says that the children have to convert as well, that's because it's being mekayim the mitzvah. It's not as Tosfos learns they're potter from the mitzvah, they're actually being mekayim the mitzvah. For that the children have to be Jewish. You'll ask that at the time the children were born, they weren't Jewish, nor was the father Jewish. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that was Hechshir Mitzvah, that wasn't the Mitzvah itself. The Mitzvah started from the moment he converted and had children. From that moment on, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah. Before that time, he wasn't being Mekayim the Mitzvah at all, is the way the Minchas Chinuch learns it.
And according to the Rambam, if the children convert, then they lose relations. They've lost their relationship with their father.
Certain aspects of relationship. They lose Nachla, they lose the rights of Avelus, the obligations of Avelus.
Now the way that you answer with the Minchas Chinuch and the Rambam, that living together as father and child, even though you've lost Nachla and lost...
It's still familiar, still family.
Still familiar, and that's still fulfilling the mitzvah according to the Minchas Chinuch.
Yes.
Living with children.
Yes, which is very important to teach and the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk like the Rambam. The Chalkas Mechokek says a lot of Achronim don't. And it's really interesting that that's the view of the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it. That's very important to teach Geirim, who there we met at Yoham, a mishpacha, the family of Geirim. They're troubled by the fact that halachically, they're not a family after it. What does that mean? Nonsense! They're absolutely a family. They're just certain aspects of familial law that don't apply to them. But they were a family even when they were goyim. And if they all convert as a family, they remain a family. And there's mitzvahs pruravu at the time. It continues, no different to a Jew. Very important for them to know and understand that. Whilst they go through their lives, thinking that in kind of from a Torah perspective, they're not connected to each other. It's just a total misconception. It's not true. It's just not right. That's a different thing. So there are certain obligations that don't apply for different reasons. But it's not because you're not a family. Of course you're a family. Absolutely a family. That would be an interesting. Could you extend that and say, if a gay, particularly let's say a gay, if a gay or if a Jew adopted a non-Jewish child and converted the child, is there any way that that can be considered pruravu? It would seem not. It's a great mitzvah, and it's a great mitzvah from many many perspectives. But it seems it wouldn't, because part of the condition of pruravu is that there's a natural connection. We haven't tried to go through all the Gemara, but the Gemara goes through and says, for example, an Eved, what is with an Eved's children? What is their relationship? Yeah, if you have a slave, an Eved Knani. There's no connection at all. The slave goes free, you keep the children, you sell the children, you trade the children. It's nothing. It's like breeding animals. It's a terrible kind of a concept when you look at Avodim. So you've got Avodim as a halachic concept. It doesn't apply today, of course. But the Avodim as a kind of a halachic concept, which is human beings as property, and their children are property of the owner, because the owner buys the right to the breeding rights as well. It's like animals' lives. It's quite a difficult thing to relate to and to understand, but that's the halacha. The Gemara actually brings it and says that even slaves, they're called children of the father. And the Gemara says, yes, but Parah ben Bokher, you talk about the cow, the son of Bokher, we talk about that. Oysor ve'espano, you're not allowed to kill an animal and its child on the same day. Does that mean that they have yichas? No, there's no yichas at all. There's no familial connection other than in the species. But that's the lowest level of familial connection is among animals. It's a little bit, you extend it then to the area of slaves, because slaves don't have families. And then the next level is the non-Jew that has familial connections, but not spiritual familial connections. And then you have the convert, who has spiritual familial connections but not in all areas of halacha, and Jewish children born into Jewish families who have familial and spiritual Jewish connections in all areas of halacha. So you've got these different concepts and ideas. We'll leave it there for tonight.